The storm dumped lots of water in the state. According to the National Weather Service in Melbourne, the two-day total in Fort Pierce alone was more than 21 inches. As Irma's rainfall reaches Lake Okeechobee, the increasing level could cause problems with the aging Herbert Hoover Dyke, a 143-mile earthen dam that surrounds the lake, parts of which were built in the late 1940s. Mark Perry, the executive director of the Florida Oceanographic Society in Stewart, says the lake level is already on the rise.
We're going to still see that effect for several weeks going forward. And possibly, you know, if the lake rises too high, then, of course, as they've started releases out of Lake Okeechobee to keep it down, because we have other tropical systems perhaps coming and more rain effects. And so the rain is mainly what lasts over time, even though the immediate storm surge flooding is past.
It'll be a few weeks yet, Perry says, till the water that fell in the north and central parts of the state travels through the Kissimmee River into Lake Okeechobee.
Let's look at it this way. 1 foot on Lake Okeechobee is 152 billion gallons. So take 5 days at 30 billion gallons a day, you've raised the lake by 1 foot. And if you're only dropping it by letting out 2 billion gallons a day, you're still going to raise it in about 10 or 12 days. It'll still raise a foot. So it goes from 15 to 16 to maybe even 17 feet.
Nearly $900 million has been spent to reinforce the dike beginning in 2001. That work includes installing a partial cutoff wall along the southeast part of the dike and removing and replacing water control structures such as culverts. A Lloyd's of London analysis shows more than 400,000 residents and their homes and businesses would be at risk if the dike were to fail. John Campbell, public affairs specialist with the Army Corps of Engineers in Jacksonville, which maintains the dike and manages the lake, says there was little damage due to Irma's pounding.
Just a little bit of minor erosion in some areas that you would see with any heavy rain event. The dike is fine. We are keeping our eyes on the water levels in the lake. Irma dumped quite a lot of precipitation, not only over the lake, but in the watershed to the north and west of the lake. That water's now starting to find its way into Lake Okeechobee.
For that reason, Campbell says, the Army Corps has started releasing water into the St. Lucie River, sending it east. They hope to time these releases to coincide with low tide, so flooding doesn't result for residents downstream of the St. Lucie Lock and Dam, west of the Turnpike in Martin County.
And the lake has risen considerably. It started just a little bit under 11 foot. That's elevation 11 foot on June 1st, and now it's up to 14. And we think it's going to, just from this event alone, it's going to go up to 17 feet or close to it, which if it got to 17 feet, that would be the highest it's been in over 10 years.
Inspections of the dike are currently being done monthly, but Campbell says that will change if the water does indeed continue to rise as expected.
Once we get to elevation 16, then those monthly inspections become weekly, and above 17, yes, we have more concern, and so we start doing daily inspection. The idea behind the inspection is to identify issues as soon as early as possible so that we can bring the appropriate resources to bear on any issues we identify, get these little issues fixed before they become big problems.
There may be other big problems, says Mark Perry of the Florida Oceanographic Society. Irma's rains decreased the salinity level in the Indian River Lagoon to zero. Lake Okeechobee releases keep those salinity levels from returning to normal. Releases to the east were resumed after Irma passed.
We saw immediately on the 10th, as soon as Irma came through, we saw the salinities in the St. Lucie estuary drop from, you know, 6 to 20 parts per thousand down to zero. And they've stayed that way for now, you know, 5, 6, 7 days now. But it's going to continue. And if that continues for more than 28 days for oysters or 9 days, 12 days for seagrass habitat, then we're at zero, you know, freshwater conditions, then we're going to see some damage to the habitat itself.
For each foot the lake rises above 15 feet, the chance of the dike failing increases. Should it ever reach the 21-foot mark, that probability nears 100%. Perry says there are mitigation programs in progress to help keep the water from reaching that mark, but they're years from being ready to institute. For now, water releases from the lake are the only option. I'm Jill Roberts in Fort Pierce.